So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Noisen karfa fleir divrei meir. Remeir holds that before measuring the 2,000 amma tchum of a city, we first leave a 70 and 2/3 amma space outside the city. The Chacham, however, hold that the karp of measurement only plays a role in joining two cities to be considered one city, to have one tchum Shabbos for both cities. As Rashi explains, the tchum is measured from the outer edges of the combined cities. The Gemara records a machlokes about the maximum space the Chacham allowed between two cities for them to be considered one city. Rav Huna Amar, Noisen karfaf lezu v'karfaf lezu. Rav Huna says there can be up to two karfafs, 2 × 70 2/3, for a total of 141 and a third amas between the cities. Chi Barav Amar, karfaf echad l'shneim. Chi Barav only allows a single karfaf of a 70 2/3 amas between the cities. The Gemara shows how two different lines of our Mishnah each seem to support one of the opinions, and how each opinion will explain the line that seems to contradict it. In trying to prove which understanding of the Chachamim is correct, the Gemara analyzes the final halacha of the Mishnah. V'chein shloishik farm ha-mishulashim. Im yesh bein shnaim chitzayim, meya v'arbon v'achas v'shlish, ase emtsoye shloshton lias echad. If three towns are near each other, which the Gemara at first understood them to be in a row, as long as there is no more than 141 and a third amas in between the two outer towns, the middle town combines them into one big city. This ruling implies that without a middle town, the distance of 141 and a third would be too great to join the towns together, apparently contradicting Rav Huna. Rav Huna would answer that the Mishnah is not speaking of three towns that are in a straight line, but three towns that form a triangle. And Royan kol she'ilu matlim tzoy b'nehen v'yu mishaloshin. We view it as if the middle town was lined up between the two outer ones, and there would be no more than 141 and a third amas in each of the two empty spaces between the three towns. Abaya adds that the middle town has to be within 2,000 amas of the others, so that people can walk from one to the other, in order for us to consider it as if it's inserted between the two outer towns, and thereby halachically one city. In a bow-shaped city, we do not require the houses on the inside of the concave to be within 2,000 amas of the imaginary bowstring, which we view as the end of the city. The difference is as follows. In our case, there are no houses connecting the middle town to the outer towns. Therefore, if it is more than 2,000 amas apart, they cannot be considered as one. Whereas, there he can get to the area of the imaginary bowstring by walking from the middle to either end within the bow-shaped city. Therefore, the entire empty area is considered part of the city. Abaye also holds that the space between the two outer cities can be even more than 4,000 amas apart. Although a bow-shaped city cannot be viewed as if the center is filled in when the two ends are more than 4,000 amas apart from each other, in our case, since we view the third city as if it fills in the space in the middle, the distance between the outer cities is completely irrelevant. Amar Rav Safa l'Rava. Rav Safa asked Rava, why the cities of Akistophan and Archer are considered a single city with regard to Tchum Shabbos, if they are separated by the Diglas River, which is more than 141 and a third amas wide? Rava answered that there are ruins of the walls of the cities that are actually in the river and are within 70 and 2/3 amas of each other.